This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But in some local stories this morning, there has been some reports that Malaysian consumers seem to be relatively confident. However, there has been a drop in that confidence, and that's according to the Conference Board Global Consumer Confidence Survey in collaboration with Nielsen. Malaysia had a consumer confidence index of 110 in the second quarter of 2019. That's lower than the 115 from the last quarter and lower than 117 in the same quarter last year.
So this puts Malaysian consumers at the 10th most confident globally. I mean, the question that immediately pops up to my head is that, is this misplaced confidence, right? Because our perception on local job prospects and personal finances and a readiness to spend is all on the positive side of things.
Yeah, in more detail, Nielsen found that 63% of Malaysians believe the state of their personal finances in the next 12 months will be either good or excellent. 63% also had a positive view on job prospects in the next 12 months, while 48% said that now is the time to buy things they want and they need.
So for better understandings of these findings, we speak to Luca Denard. He's Managing Director for Nielsen Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Luca. So give us some context of the sample of your survey. What is the composition like in terms of class? That is, could there possibly be a skew towards the more affluent?
Okay. Look, the Nielsen Consumer Confidence is a global survey. Okay, so we cover the world and we have around 30,000 respondents. The sample for Malaysia is of 500 respondents and is, of course, weighted to be representative of the whole country in terms of gender and ethnicities. And the basic condition is to be internet consumer over the age of 15. As this survey was conducted online, the respondents are naturally those that have access to internet. This is the key element behind, let's say, the methodology.
And Malaysia is seeing the sixth consecutive quarter of optimism, according to your findings. But looking at the trend in more detail, this optimism has been declining for four straight quarters. Can you explain this a little bit?
Yeah. Look, it's pretty visible that after the general election, we could see a peak, right, in the consumer confidence in 2018. The feeling and the message of change resonated a lot with Malaysians and impacted a lot the perception people were having on job prospects, for instance, as well as personal finances, readiness to spend, and so on. After some quarters, consumers are starting reading and hearing about different messages, right? Think about, for instance, the fact that the public authorities basically said that the budget they have available is different compared to their initial expectation. It does not mean we are facing any recession or any crisis, right? But consumers can, of course, interpret this kind of message in a very different way. And that's why we start seeing a decline in the consumer confidence that, in any case, stay very positive. Meaning we are way above the global benchmark of 100, meaning that people are still looking very positively on the short term, right?
Meanwhile, Malaysia ranked 10th in terms of consumer optimism, down from last year when we ranked 7th. Now, is this a function of our score and rank slipping or simply that consumers in other countries becoming more confident?
Look, the beauty of the Consumer Confidence Index, that, again, is an index, is not enough to... You need other indicators, right? Other KPIs as well. But the beauty of it is that it's consistent and constantly updated, right? And you can see for every country in the world the ability to pick up the dynamics of the countries, right? So whatever is happening in the country, you can see a reflection in the consumer confidence. So it's not a surprise to see this kind of trend. And if you look on a longer trend of a couple of years, you will see the continuous up and down. What's relevant here is the overall positive feeling that Malaysians are having since at least 2017. So despite having up and down, Malaysians keep showing a very positive look to the short term.
But Luca, how does this compare with maybe other countries in the region? And what does that say about a consumer confidence within the Asia-Pacific?
Yeah, that's a very interesting, good question, because Asia-Pacific actually is one of the regions worldwide with the highest level of consumer confidence as a region. Okay, for Asia-Pacific, the total is at 117. And if Malaysia Q2 2019 is 110, it means that we are very, very close. This quarter, if I remember correctly, India has been the highest country globally, and they reached 138. So Malaysia is playing in the same field together with Philippines, with Indonesia, with Vietnam, with Thailand as well. I would say that the only outlier in our region is actually Singapore, where the index is actually below the 100. So Singaporean people are actually less optimistic toward the short term. There are many reasons, right, behind it. I would say that we need to always remember that consumers in Southeast Asia, in general, have always been quite optimistic toward their finances, their purchasing power, and we can also think about other KPIs. Over the last 5 years, for instance, highest income earners have been in Southeast Asia with a growth of 22%. So that's something that people can feel, and that is reflecting in this kind of KPI, like the consumer confidence.
Thank you so much, Luca. And that was Luca Denard of Nielsen Malaysia, giving us some detail on the survey that showed Malaysians are one of the 10th most confident country on the Consumer Confident Index in the second quarter of this year. And he made an interesting observation when he was talking about the rest of the Asia-Pacific region as a whole, because Singapore was the only outlier. Their consumer confidence on the index is below 100. I wonder if the trade tensions have anything to do with that, because Singapore is going to be one of the countries most hit. It's an open economy. It's a trading economy. So perhaps that could be one of the reasons why its consumer confidence seems to be lower than expected.
For sure. I mean, it looks very much like they're heading towards a technical recession. So if you're a Singaporean and you're reading the headlines that, hey, the recession is coming, I think that would definitely have an impact in terms of how you when you participate in this survey, right, you won't be so optimistic. But what's encouraging for Malaysia, I mean, this is our sixth consecutive quarter of consumer confidence, right? And before this, we had actually experienced 17 consecutive quarters of pessimism since quarter four of 2013. So Malaysians are quite a happy bunch, I have to say, although the numbers seem to be slipping a little bit.
Well, he actually did highlight that the general election actually injected some optimism into people, because we know what happened from 2013 onwards, right? Mm-hmm. 1MDB was just in the headlines every single day.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.